Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday over the airwaves of Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. Again, 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. Got a jam-packed show coming your way today, but I got a couple of things on my mind that I have to get to it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the race for the MVP is in play, and it is not a foregone conclusion who is going to win it. Mad love for Jaylen Brown and the year that he has had with the Boston Celtics definitely deserve our attention. Cade Cunningham, before he went down, definitely was doing some things for the Detroit Pistons that can't be ignored. But I think right now this race has ascended to a two-horse race in the NBA. And it's coming down between Victor Wembanyama and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Ladies and gentlemen, both of them put on a show last night. Both of them. This season, you see Victor Wembanyama averaging 24.5 points, shooting 50% from the field, doing what he's doing. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I don't know if we realize how special this brother is. Right now, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is on pace to become the first NBA player to average 30 points in at least four consecutive seasons since Michael Jordan did it. And by the way, Michael Jordan did it seven straight seasons. He ranks, talk about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he ranks second in the NBA at 31.6 points per game. He's the reigning league MVP. He's done what he's done despite his sidekick, Jalen Williams, missing 46 games thus far this season. Isaiah Hartenstein missing 33 games. Alex Caruso missing 23 games. Lou Dort missing 13 games. Chet Holmgren missing 11 games. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander himself having missed 12 games this season. Again, he's averaging 31.6 points on 55% shooting. He's on pace to be the first guard in NBA history to average at least 30 points on 55% shooting. At the 55% shooting from the field mark, he's an NBA best 54% from mid-range. He's shooting 38% from three-point range. He's third in the NBA in net rating at 14.7. And he leads the entire NBA with 175 clutch time points. 19 more than any other player in the National Basketball Association. Now, I have a vote, and I'll be a participant in the voting for league MVP. And I am mindful of the fact that Victor Wembanyama is sensational. I don't think there's another candidate that should even be mentioned for Defensive Player of the Year award compared to Victor Wembanyama. There is no doubt. He is the Defensive Player of the Year. That vote I will already turn in. That's not a problem. League MVP, that's another matter. That's another matter. I'm looking at Wembanyama, 24.5 points, 50% shooting from the field, 35% shooting from three-point range, fifth in the NBA at 11.4 rebounds, second in the NBA in net rating at 17.3, first in the NBA with 3.1 blocks a game, leading everybody else by one block, which is no surprise. The brother is 7'5" after all. And his defensive field goal percentage, second in the NBA at 40.6. More importantly than that, the San Antonio Spurs are the number two seed in the West. They are on a 14-game winning streak. Over the last 25 games, they are last 27 games. They are 25-2. And do you know why, with all of that being said, I could still look at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and say to y'all with a straight face, if I had to vote today, he'd still be my league MVP? Do you know that despite the San Antonio Spurs being 25-2 over their last 27 games and on a 14-game winning streak, do you know they still trailing Oklahoma City Thunder by two games? Because OKC keeps winning. That's why. Because of that dude right there, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who, by the way, be wearing some pretty fly-ass outfits, I must say. The brother flossing. You know, you, And let me say something else that's very, very important that I want to put in y'all ear. Let me show you what a winner is. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander wins league MVP. He wins NBA Finals MVP. He wins the championship. In the offseason, he signs a 5-year extension with the Oklahoma City Thunder that pays him $70 million a year. And all he does is come back this year and still average 31.6. Second leading scorer in the NBA, number one seed, en route to capturing possibly a second consecutive MVP. It will be the third consecutive year he's been a top two candidate for league MVP honors. It's all he does. And then when you ask him to speak about the MVP race, he says, thank you for asking, but I have nothing to say. I'll let my game do the talking. You don't believe me? Listen to this from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander last night. After dropping 47, Wembanyama dropped 41. All he did was come out and drop 47 in a win against the Detroit Pistons. Listen to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander talking after the game.
I think it's good for the league. I think it's good chatter. It gives people something to talk about. There's a lot of good players in this league, and a lot of guys in the conversation because of that.
There's been chattering on behalf of other players. Would you like to chatter on behalf of yourself?
Nah, I'm good. Thanks for asking, though. But, yeah, I'm good. I let my game do the talking.
That's a winner right there. Every now and then you got to speak up for yourself, depending on which industry you in. But when ultimately you're playing a sport like professional basketball, your game does the talking. More so than other things. There's so many things that happen in football, all right? So many different components that determine whether you win or loss. And sometimes a player speaking, you know, you have to speak up for yourself because there's so many nuances that come along with the game that most people can't comprehend. And as a result, you got to make it plain for them. You have to make it plain for them. Okay? Same could apply to hockey and stuff like that. But you know, in sports like boxing, UFC, MMA, basketball to a lesser degree, baseball, which is a very individualized sport, even though it takes a team to win, your individual numbers are still your individual numbers. Ladies and gentlemen, your game can do the talking. You can talk all the stuff you want. If your ass go in the ring and get knocked out, ain't much you can say. You get choked out in MMA, ain't much you can say. Or kicked out. Or knocked out via a kick or a punch, ain't much you can say. You in baseball, right? And you striking out all the damn time as a hitter. Or you got a 5+ ERA as a pitcher. Ain't much you can say. So you can let your game do the talking. And that's exactly what Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was alluding to. Let my game do the talking. Interested in knowing how y'all feel about that. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is 888-623-3646. What sport, I mean, did I break it down right? Where there are certain sports where your individuality can come shining through and you don't have to talk. You don't have to speak. It speaks for itself. I think basketball, baseball, and of course, boxing, UFC, golf, tennis, those sports, your game can do the talking. You don't need to open your mouth. You should open your mouth when it comes to football. Because most people don't get it. They're just looking at numbers, and numbers don't tell a whole story. But all those other sports I mentioned, hell yeah, your individual greatness will come shining through. That will speak volumes better than anything. That's how I feel about it. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. I got to switch to another subject that's necessary to broach, nevertheless incredibly uncomfortable and unavoidable. And that is the situation involving Jaden Ivey, formerly of the Detroit Pistons, and now formerly of the Chicago Bulls. He's gotten himself into quite a quandary. And it's self-inflicted. Jaden Ivey already been shut down for the season due to a left knee pain. over the past week went live multiple times on Instagram, sharing what some would say were inflammatory remarks tied to his religious beliefs. What the Chicago Bulls were saying was conduct detrimental to the team. What others were saying were anti-LGBTQ plus stuff. Okay? And the reason why this story has really percolated even more is because he was waived by the Chicago Bulls. I think his mother's a coach at Notre Dame. I had the luxury of meeting him when he was drafted. Liked the kid, met his mom, wishing him nothing but the best. But we got to talk about this because we don't run from issues on this show. We haven't before, and we certainly are not going to start now. Jaden Ivey said a few things. And rather than me quoting and reading those quotes, I want you to hear from him yourself. First, he made the comments that got him in trouble. And then in a 42-minute appearance on Instagram Live. And then thereafter, ultimately getting waived by the Chicago Bulls, he had even more to say. And, of course, Coach Billy Donovan of the Chicago Bulls had to speak on it as well. So let's take it in the order that it was given. This is Jaden Ivey before he was waived by the Chicago Bulls. Listen to what he had to say.
The world can proclaim LGBTQ. Right? They proclaim Pride Month in the NBA. They proclaim it. They show it to the world. They say, come join us for Pride, for Pride Month, to celebrate unrighteousness. They proclaim it. They proclaim it on the billboards. They proclaim it in the streets. Unrighteousness. So how is it that one can't speak righteousness? How is it one that how are they to say that you man, this man is crazy?
That was Jaden Ivey talking about the LGBTQ community. Pride Month. And essentially the NBA, because the NBA celebrates Pride Month. Well, needless to say, that was going to be problematic. The NBA, if you remember Jason Collins, years ago when he came out, along with a former executive for the Golden State Warriors, I shouldn't say former, might still be there. I haven't checked. I apologize for that. But the NBA is clearly inclusionary in that regard. And that would mean the Chicago Bulls would be a team that's inclusionary as well. So they waived him because they considered those remarks inflammatory, not representative of the Chicago Bulls organization, and they labeled it conduct detrimental to the team. Well, Jaden Ivey had a problem with that, and he spoke out in the aftermath of that decision by the Chicago Bulls. Here's what he had to say about that.
They said, Your conduct is detrimental to the team. I haven't been with the team. Right? I haven't been with the team because I've been rehabbing. So how is my conduct detrimental to the team? Where have I done detriment? Did I say, man, you suck? Did I say you suck to the players? That would be detrimental to the team, right?
Before I comment about what Jaden Ivey just said, let me let you hear from the head coach for the Chicago Bulls, who had this to say. Listen up.
We've got people in there from all different backgrounds,
right?
You know, inside the organization. So I think the first thing is how well organized. This goes for players, I think, coaches, everybody in that building. It's always been, I think, what's been from the top, like, we're all going to work well together. You know, we're all going to basically take care of each other. We're going to accept each other. And I think we're going to be hardworking. We're going to be accountable. And we're going to be respectful. And we're going to be professional. You know, I think that's kind of what it's been. I know some of the things that we put out there. You know, I think it's a situation for him where, you know, it's on his own personal Instagram. I don't want to get into what he put out there, but certainly I hope for him, you know, he's okay. I don't know, you know, like, I've had conversations with Jaden and stuff, and he's been always about rehabbing his knee and trying to get back on the court and wanting to play. But I think organizationally, there's certain standards I think we want to have as an organization and try to live up to those each and every day.
I hear where Billy Donovan's coming from. That's not what this is about. There's a camera in front of me for those listening on radio. So this is not just a radio show. This is something that will circulate on YouTube as well. Let me speak directly to Jaden Ivey. Because I want to help this young brother. I want to emphasize that I'm not engaging in condemnation here. I'm 58 years old. Jaden Ivey, you're 24. You just turned 24 years of age in February. Allow me, very respectfully, to try to help you out here. There's a whole bunch of people, myself included, who are not gay, who would not consider ourselves members of the LGBTQ community. But when you see folks who are supportive of them, it's about being inclusionary and understanding that everybody who doesn't look like you, who doesn't share your same beliefs, who don't share the proclivities that you have, who follow a different sexual orientation and stuff like that, don't deserve to be ostracized and demonized and shoved aside by us as God's children, because they are too. You can point to the Bible and what it says, depending on your religious beliefs, to support you one way or another. We have Christians that are just as adamant as Jaden Ivey was. And then we have other Christians who are more open-minded. We have pastors who are very diligent and very dogged in their approach to such issues of inclusion. And then we have others who are a bit open-minded, as is the case with members of Islam, members of the Jewish community, Buddhist, Hindus, etc. You have people who are zealots, and you have people not so much. Jaden Ivey, where you lost everyone is when you make a statement like, how is my conduct detrimental to the team? That's because you're thinking about you. See, the team wants everybody's money. The team wants everybody's support. The team, as it pertains to it being the Chicago Bulls, or the NBA as a collective governing body, a league, they don't say we just want heterosexual dollars. They don't ostracize groups of people and say your money ain't green, it don't matter to us. They want everybody's money. Jaden Ivey, so did you, because you didn't play for free. It's a business. And in a world of business where you made your mistake, respectfully, is speaking as an individual, acting like you weren't a part of a collective when you most certainly are. You're an NBA player. Don't you play with four other guys when you're on the court? Don't you share a locker room with anywhere from 11 to 14 other guys? Don't you have a coach? Don't you have assistants? Don't you have a GM? Don't you have owners? Don't you have a fan base? in Chicago at this moment in time, which you are a part of, do they all feel like you do? Did they all step in front of a camera and bloviate about their personal beliefs? Lamenting what a league that they're supposed to represent is supporting? I'm not chastising Jaden Ivey. I'm simply bringing up something that's incredibly important for everybody to understand. In the world of business, you don't just represent you. You know, I take a lot of hits. My favorite thing is when folks sit up there and they call me a company man. Let me look into the camera and say it. You damn right I am. You damn right. Do you know that I own my own company? It's Straight Shooter Media. The people who work for me, they damn well better be company people. You work for me, you represent me. You damn well better, or else. Just like Disney, which owns ESPN or SiriusXM, yes, I have a lot of latitude that most people don't have. It's been earned, not given. Spanning 30 plus years in this business. And you know why I have the success that I have that everybody's been bloviating about all of these years? Because I'm trustworthy. There's lines I'm not crossing because I don't represent just me. I represent Disney. I represent SiriusXM. I have an obligation not to say what they want me to say, not to parrot their speeches or their beliefs or anything. I am my own individual. Jaden Ivey, just like you, are your own individual. But in the same breath, you represent others, not just yourself. And because that's the case, and you do represent yourself, and you represent them, you have to be mindful and cognizant of how what comes out of your mouth will impact the very people you represent. That's all. Jaden Ivey, I'm quite sure you love your mama. I don't know her. I'm quite sure she's an absolutely marvelous, wonderful woman. I think the one time I met her, I think it was at the draft. She seemed like a wonderful, wonderful person. I hope I got the right person right. I hope that was your mom. She coaches at Notre Dame. She's a grown woman who raised you. Do you see her saying that? Because she works at Notre Dame. She doesn't just get to go out and do what she wants to do, when she wants to do it, how she wants to do it, etc. She has to take other people and other things into consideration. Jaden Ivey, respectfully, you didn't do that. Even in your marks in the aftermath of getting waved off, you're talking about how was my conduct detrimental to the team. You only brought up the locker room. You didn't bring up the team. Conduct detrimental to the team. The team is the Chicago Bulls. That means everyone associated with the Chicago Bulls. What about members of the LGBTQ plus community that work within the Bulls organization? I'm sure there's somebody. We got to stop acting like, oh, you know what? Like we have the conversation about transgender athletes, somebody wanting to transition from a man to being a woman, and that's all there is. No, the LGBTQ community, I assure you, they're everywhere. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, the combination of it all. You can't go anywhere and don't see them. They're everywhere. They're a part of our society in every place on the globe. What about them? What about how they feel? They're looking around and they're saying, everything else is celebrated. How come we can't be celebrated? You don't agree with it, fine. Don't be a participant. But to speak out against it as if you're an individual entity and that you have nobody that you represent, that's not how it works. Somebody needs to tell Jaden Ivey, so I'm telling them. Because when I watched you in college at Purdue, my brother, you could ball. I wanted the Knicks to draft you. You're 24 years old. You got your whole life ahead of you. But the first order of business is minding your own. The second order of business is protecting your own. And not doing stuff that's going to get in your own way just because you wanted to express yourself on IG. You got a future to think about, my brother. And you just put it in jeopardy. Because you wanted to express yourself for 42 minutes on IG Live. Where that gonna get you? Is that worth your career? That's all I'm saying. There's plenty of people who are supportive of the LGBTQ plus community. I know I'm one of them. I support them. I'm not gay, I'm not bi, I'm not any of that. But I support their right to live their lives the way that they want to. Just as long as they're not transitioning from men to women and trying to play women's sports, because I don't agree with that. Men should be playing against men. Women should be playing against women. Transgenders should be playing against transgenders. That's what I believe. But that's me being protective of girls, because I believe when you're transitioning from a male to a female, you're at a decided advantage, and it's not fair to those ladies. But in terms of a member of the LGBTQ community living their life, having a right to civil liberties just like the rest of us, man, please, we should all stand up and support that. Them having a Pride Month or what have you ain't bothering me, ain't hurting me. And if indeed you believe it's something that's sacrilegious or whatever word you want to use, that's who God is for. Let him handle it. Let him make that decision. Because chances are all of us outside of the LGBTQ plus community do things and live some element or portion of our life in a way they would be opposed to. None of us are perfect. None of us avoid being flawed in the eyes of God. None of us. All of us have sinned. Let God decide that. Let your God decide that, whatever religion you may have. I just thought it was important to say that. He's 24. Ladies and gentlemen, don't write this dude off. Don't end his life. Don't end his career. Don't do that. Just talk to him. I repeat, you were raised by a wonderful mom, by all accounts. We didn't hear her saying this. I don't know what she feels. I have no clue. But I know this much. She's smart enough to know she don't represent just herself. Jaden Ivey, that's where you were wrong. You were talking as if you just represent yourself. You never represent yourself when you got your hand out for somebody else's money. Please know that. Please. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. Your calls and more coming up in a minute. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show. Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with more in a minute.